Accelerating your business growth isn't about having more information. It's about insight. Knowing exactly what to do and having the support to make it come to life is like a rocket ship that takes off. Roxanne Oates has helped hundreds of businesses get faster results, and today she wants to help you. If you too want even better results, visit chatwithroxanne.com. Here's Roxanne.
Hey everybody, this is Roxanne Oates with RoxanneOates.com, and I work with coaches to create a predictable lead generation funnel. This is ideal for coaches who are tired of grinding to get leads, and they're ready to have high quality leads come to them. Okay, that's a major shift. But you know what? The most critical component for any funnel or marketing for that matter, it starts with an attractive lead magnet, which is also called a free offer. Okay. So today I'm going to show you the three main types of lead magnets that you can do to get noticed and to start attracting your ideal clients. So why is this important? Okay, because all of your marketing efforts start with a lead magnet or an offer. So what a lead magnet is, or the term a free offer is, what am I putting out to the world that can help them, right? But it can also let them know what I do and how I can help them. So that's essentially what your lead magnet is doing, okay? And I know, you know, sometimes this could be overwhelming because sometimes like certain clients that I've talked to in different businesses are trying to determine what is a good lead magnet that I can offer for my business, right? What's easy for me to create, that it doesn't take forever, it doesn't take all day, but what's also valuable and helpful for my audience as well. So that's why we're going to get into the three main types so you can pick the one that's best for you and can also serve your audience, okay? So the first one we're going to jump into is video. And video is just, that's probably one of the most popular one. The pros with videos, it's not really hard to create nowadays. You can use your phone. And the good thing about video is that there's all types of ways you can, different types of videos, right? You can have with just your screen, just your face, just you. You can have just your screen. You can have a combination like I'm doing now. You can also have a whiteboard and you can just kind of draw it out and go through with as well. So that's a pro. And that's what you can use for video. Videos can be, you know, masterclasses, webinars, free trainings. It can be all kinds of stuff that you can use. So that's good with video. The cons are, you know, being able to host it. I mean, there's tools out there that make it available, but it's not the most easiest one to create, right? Because even if you have like a WordPress website or something with WordPress, you still need something else in order to do videos, because the hosting is just, it takes up a lot of files. So I would say probably the con. Another con would be, you know, not everyone can listen to videos at the exact same time. So adding subtitles can be helpful. Also, again, just, you know, and not to make it too long, because you have to really recognize and realize that you're using people's time, and people's times are very limited. They're not going to want to sit and watch an hour long video as a lead magnet. Maybe if, for have them to opt into something in the future, that can be where that fits. But just for, you know, a lead magnet that you're trying to put out there and share with the world, I would say keep it as short as possible, right? You want to grab their attention. You want it to be very useful and entertaining and helpful. So that's one. The second one is audio files. And you know, audio files aren't as popular, but there's actually really a good space where you can use this. Like if you have meditations, if you have sample sales calls, right? You have sample Q&A calls, right? Those are things where really, you know, visual helps. You can have visual, but having the audio too is just, it's really helpful too, because especially now that podcasts are just really growing, they're getting very popular. So that's where audio can fit in as a lead magnet. The only thing about, yeah, audio is really easy to create, right? You just need a recorder, anything to record it, somewhere to post it. And you can even do that on WordPress. If you have a WordPress or pretty much anywhere, audio files are pretty easy to share and to store. Yeah, so that's the audio file. The third one, this is probably the most popular one. I'm sure everyone has seen this before, which is the written version, right? These are the PDFs, the checklists, the guides, the blueprints, all of that stuff, the coupons. That's where it is. And the pros are these are super duper easy to create. I mean, you can go on Google Docs, you can create something. You don't even nowadays have to download it. You can just give the share link and that's already available right there. Okay, so they're very easy to create. The only con for this is to make sure that, it's good content. Like, you don't want it to be really, really long unless you're specifically saying that and there's a reason why it's long. You really want to make sure, just as an opt-in, that it's valuable, but it's not like a thick book because people have a hard time consuming written lead magnets, and that's what something that I found and that I've seen. So that's a way to kind of overcome that. So with the written lead magnets, or even if you have Word, just any types, anything that you can share, right? Just make sure that the content is good because I know for myself, I've opted into some stuff and I'm like, really, I opted in for this? This was a waste of my time. You don't want your audience to feel like it's a waste of your time. You want your audience to feel like, man, I'm so glad I did this, right? I'm so glad I got into this. I'm being introduced to their world. This is cool. I want to know more. I want to explore more, right? You want, no matter what lead magnet you pick, whether it's video, audio, or written, make sure it's going to really help your ideal clients and whatever problem they're solving. Generally, you want to pick their biggest problem, have it offer a solution to that, and that can drag them and draw them in into your world. So now I have a question for you. What's the easiest lead magnet for you to create that can benefit your audience? I would love to hear the comment below. For me, my answer is right now the written one. That's really the easiest one to create. And that's the one that I use the most. So I definitely would love to hear what do you use. So thanks so much for watching the video. You know what? If you found this helpful, then you're definitely going to enjoy the online client attraction blueprint where I go over the components that are needed to create a funnel. And it just gives you the blueprint as to what to start with first. It gives you the sequencing to know what items to start with so you can just have a successful funnel. Okay, it's roxanneoates.com/client attraction. Take care. Can't wait to see you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in finding out how you can work with Roxanne to accelerate your business growth today? Head on over with chatwithroxanne.com and apply today.